Hey, hey, and we are here to talk about your choose your own adventure experiment. And this is option one, okay? And so again, before we dive into the content, we wanna just remember that the intent is always shaping the content and you have your own intentions that you already created. And so we wanna make sure that those are driving the experiment. But the other side of it is that the intent is physical health. Like we wanna make sure that your physical nervous system is happy. Your mental health, like your flight or fight nervous system is happy, and your emotional health, your social brain, the one that makes you overeat or binge eat or mindlessly eat is always happy as well. We're talking about feeding your three brains as we go, okay? So here is how this specific experiment option works. So remember, everyone is gonna start at phase one. No matter where you are, you're gonna start at phase one. And it's that first mini experiment that I shared with you back in week two and a perfect example of working in minimums, not maximums. And you're gonna match that with those three magic questions, right? And so that's the intent and the content that is part of phase one, okay? Then what we're here talking about right now is phase two. It's the option, right? Where, again, you're still starting with phase one and adding either option one, which we're talking about in this video, or option two, okay? And again, you've got the separate videos, there's cheat sheets for you, and there's also a mindful eating tracker that I give you, but don't feel like you have to use that mindful eating tracker. It's just if you're one of those people that you really like to track and keep a record or something, it's there for you to use, okay? But again, if it triggers like any of those old thoughts about recording or writing down your food or anything like that, just totally ditch it, okay? So that being said, we're going to talk about option one, okay? So option one is a whole food plant-based experiment, okay? And so what I mean is this is essentially a no meat or plant-based structure where you're going to feast on the abundance, okay, of as much as you want of the following things. Again, you're just being mindful of chemicals and additives and stuff that your body doesn't recognize and just see what happens, like mentally, physically, emotionally. Notice like how you feel when you're feeding your body as many nutrients as possible. That's why phase one includes that, okay? And so also when I say whole food, I just mean that like you and your body and your cells, we want to give it like food that your cells will actually recognize and that you can use and actually digest and extract. As in, yeah, I kind of want you to be a snob about what you're putting in your body, but not in a control or judgment kind of way, in a caring and loving and honoring and protecting your body kind of way. Okay. So this is what it entails. First of all, vegetables. Okay. You're going to eat vegetables, and this includes potatoes, to your heart is content, okay? And make those babies taste good, like use oil, use seasonings, use spices, and just keep check on chemicals and artificial ingredients and sauces and seasonings and spray butters and stuff like that, right? But make them taste good, okay? Fruits, again, fruits, all fruits, any and all fruit. And just be mindful though of when you're using it like candy or, you know, using it emotionally, okay? And so I personally recommend consuming fruit alongside some kind of fat, like a nut butter. And that just helps with that insulin glucose regulation and that satiety factor, okay? Because remember, fats fill you up and they create that satiety factor. And carbs, when they're eaten alone, especially simple sugars like fruit, they do get burned really quickly and then can trigger more hunger sooner. So it's a little tip that I use is just consume those fruits with fat, okay? Tubers and starchy vegetables. I just like that word, okay? This includes potatoes, yams, yucca, winter squash, corn, green peas, all of those carby vegetables, right? And again, don't worry about eating too many carbs. These puppies are nutrient dense, okay? I just want you to be mindful of when you're using potatoes or grains, which we'll talk about in a minute below, as a comfort food or like candy, okay? Also legumes, okay? So beans are good for your heart, right? So this includes hummus, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, lima beans, anything. The sky is the limit. Beans are awesome. And again, a nutrient dense way to get in those, that protein and just nutrients in general, okay? And then nuts and seeds, okay? So all nuts and seeds are good to go. Again, just be mindful of when you're eating nuts like candy or as a comfort food, okay? Then whole grains, okay? We're gonna get over your carb phobia right away. So this includes things like rice and quinoa and barley and millet and whole wheat and oats and all of that. Again, we're not worrying about eating too many carbs. There's no such thing, right? These puppies are nutrient dense. And so you're also, like, here's the thing. I want you to definitely see how you feel when you get your carbs mainly from veggies and fruits and nuts and seeds and legumes. But feel free to consume whole grains as well. You want to be mindful of them, you know, but also be mindful of when you're eating processed grains or refined grains. Like, we want them to be as close to straight from the ground as possible. And so when you also be mindful of when you're using grains as a comfort instead of nourishment. Like, I could eat bread and butter when I'm sad or depressed all the time. Do you know what I mean? So just be really, really mindful of that. Okay. Oils and fats and avocados and nut butters and all that fatty stuff. Like, yeah, just say yes. Olive oil, coconut oil, grapeseed oil, ghee, whatever makes your taste buds happy. And really, this is going to help you give your food texture and flavor and keep your tummy full. Okay. Make those veggies taste good, right? And then coffee. Yeah, you can totally have coffee. What I want you to be mindful of is what you add to it. Okay, so if you like black coffee, have at it. I personally don't. And if you like it lightened, try almond or coconut milk, for example, since this experiment eliminates dairy, which we're going to talk about in a second. But actually, one of the things I do is I take coffee and coconut milk and a spoonful of coconut oil. Yeah, it sounds kind of weird. And I put it in my mini bullet blender. And I blend it up, and in the coconut oil, it makes it like thick and frothy and delicious. And then I pour that into a mug. And so don't knock it until you try it. It's delicious, but that's what I do. Okay. So here's the next part. I want you to be mindful of the following. Just be super mindful when you consume the following. Okay. The first one is dairy. Okay. This means, like, yeah, I'm inviting you to cut out like cheese and cow milk and yogurt and cream and sour cream and all of those dairy products. And the only exception to this is ghee, like that clarified butter. But also, don't worry about protein. A lot of people think, like, if I cut out dairy, I need more dairy for protein, all that. You're going to be getting plenty of protein from veggies and grains and legumes and nuts and seeds. And yeah, you can get protein from those things, okay? But here's the thing. Here's why I'm inviting you to, just for this experiment, cut out dairy, okay? This isn't a no dairy forever thing or a dairy is bad claim, okay? It's just that most humans, they don't have the digestive enzymes to process dairy. So I do want you to see how you feel when you remove dairy from your life, just to test it out, okay? Because here's what we know. A healthy nervous system tends to be able to handle whatever you put in it, in moderation, of course. And so nowadays, you hear about a lot of people with like lactose intolerances and gluten intolerance is another big one. And so when that's happening, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't have it ever or that you're truly intolerant to it forever. What it most likely means is that your nervous system, like in its current state, is intolerant of it, or it simply just feels better without it. And so part of this experimentation that we're doing right now is also really about getting your nervous system super healthy, like while we go in from the get-go. And the easiest way to do that is to simply eliminate or abstain from anything that your nervous system does dictate as a threat or a strain. So hence all of these foods on the mindful list, okay? And so this is the main reason I do kind of want you to be a snob about what you're putting in your body, but again, not in a control or judgment kind of way, in a caring and loving and honoring and protecting your body kind of way. Like, this is the epitome of the care mentality versus that repair mentality. Okay, so that's why we're cutting out dairy in this experiment. Okay, alcohol. Again, no judgment here, and like, you know, special occasions, have a glass of wine, and no judgments if you go out and have a cocktail. Again, it's not like a, oh my gosh, you're doing it wrong if you have alcohol. We just want to be really mindful of when we're consuming it, because again, it's toxic to the nervous system. It really is. Okay. It's a toxin. And then of course, like added sugar, that means real or fake. And so watch for sugar that is real or artificial. And so, and here's the thing, like, it's not a none, you know, but just be mindful of when you are consuming like honey and syrup and agave and Splenda. And then of course all those like fake sugars, right? And so when it comes to grocery store finds, this is one of the trickiest ones to avoid, because common household ingredients like sriracha, or however you pronounce it, they include added sugar. And so you're going to want to check the label on everything. And again, this is not about being no sugar or anti-sugar or sugar is bad. We just want to be super mindful that when we consume it, we're paying attention to how it makes us feel. And what I've also found is that when you're getting plenty of nutrients and you're getting plenty of carbs from like fruits and grains and stuff like that, you're not going to need sugar like you once used it, right? So keep that in mind too. Okay. And then of course we want to be mindful of like chemicals and fake ingredients and MSG and sulfites and all that, and just really avoid that at any cost if we can. And so again, just if you see those things on the list, like, just, you know, try to avoid them as much as you can. And then of course the comfort eating. So using food as a comfort or a distraction or a boredom killer or a stress buster or any kind of drug, right? And then also mindless eating, like using mindless eating, unintentional eating, all of that. Okay. Again, do not overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't overanalyze it or question it to death. Just do your best, right? This is not about being perfect. It's about becoming intentional and just focus on the intent that is driving the content. I gave you my specific intentions and you have your own that you crafted out before we even started talking about the content, okay? But also, again, it's about physical health, mental health, emotional health, and feeding your three brains. And we're gonna just make that happen by just following the processes as it's laid out for you, okay? So that is option one if you wanna go into phase two, all right? So that is it, and feel free to check out option two for phase two as well, and feel free to try them both on. They're both equally awesome and will give you important distinctions, okay? So that is it for this video, and I will see you in the next one.